Incumbents at the top of the ticket are favored to win re-election. According to political watchers in Vermont, it's the down-ticket races that have been getting the attention and will likely be close. Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis expects U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Peter Welch to be re-elected with overwhelming margins. And incumbent Governor Democrat Peter Shumlin and Lieutenant Governor Republican Phil Scott to be re-elected with 10% to 15% margins. Davis says the closer races in Vermont are further down the ballot.
For Attorney General, I expect that Democratic incumbent Bill Sorrell will be reelected. Jack McMullen, I think it would be a stretch for him to get more than about 40% of the vote. Whether Sorrell wins comfortably or narrowly depends, in my view, on how well progressive Ed Stanek does. In the race for auditor, Republican Vince Alluzzi is probably a slight favorite over Democrat Doug Hoffer. Finally, the most acrimonious race, and the one that I believe will be the closest, is the treasurer's race, where in my mind there's no clear favorite between Democrat Elizabeth Pierce, the appointed incumbent treasurer, and her Republican challenger, Wendy Wilton. And there is a progressive candidate, Don Schramm. If he gets even 1% or 2% of the vote, that could be enough to keep both Wilton and Pierce below the 50% mark and require the legislature to elect the treasurer when it reconvenes in January.
The state treasurer's race between Democrat Beth Pierce and Republican Wendy Wilton has been caustic, and St. Michael's College professor of political science Bill Grover says that race and the auditor's race are the ones to watch.
The key factor probably has been the influence of super PAC money, particularly on the state treasurer's race. It's always been a truism in Vermont politics that going negative doesn't work, that because we know people so well that negative politicking does not work. It does tend to work nationally, but not in Vermont. It's never paid off to go negative. But I think with the influx of particularly the money from this group called Vermonters First, which is funded by one really wealthy woman in Burlington, she's going to put probably about $1 million into this campaign. I think we have the first big example in Vermont in the post-Citizens United world, that Supreme Court decision from January 2010. We have the first example in Vermont of the influence of outside super PAC money. That money is benefiting the Republican Wendy Wilton. So I think people are following that race because they want to see if the truism of Vermont politics, that going negative does not work here, whether that truism holds up or not. It's going to be a real test.
Governor Shumlin is expected to easily win re-election, but it's not for lack of trying by his Republican opponent, Randy Brock. 7 Days political columnist Paul Heintz characterized Brock's campaign as moribund in his latest column.
I think that Governor Shumlin is probably in pretty good shape here. Senator Randy Brock is definitely a well-respected member of the Senate, but he hasn't really gotten traction here. He's not raised enough money. He hasn't really found a coherent message. I couldn't tell you to this day exactly what Randy Brock's message is. It shifts from week to week. I don't think he's really figured out precisely why he's running.
The Democratic control of the legislature is not expected to change, although Paul Heintz says there may be a few changes.
Democrats control pretty much two-thirds of both the state House and state Senate. Republicans were not successful in recruiting a lot of top-notch candidates this year. So what we could see is perhaps the Republicans gaining one seat in the Senate. They currently hold 8 out of 30, and they probably will actually lose a couple seats in the House, where they control about 48 out of 150 seats.
The polls in Vermont close at 7 p.m. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.